Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. So glad you guys came. If you're a guest here, welcome. If you invited a guest, thank you so much for doing that. I hope you realize you indirectly invited them to the love of Jesus this morning. So good to be here. My name is Drew McLean. As Zach said, I'm one of the elders here at the church, filling in for Gus Andrews this morning to bring a brief message of God's word. And Gus continues to recover from triple bypass surgery he had a couple weeks ago, our senior minister. And he would hate that I say this right now, but Gus actually made his appearance this morning over there. If we can give Gus a round of applause. Yeah. He is so one for attention. So, yeah. I do ask no chest bumps for Gus today, okay? Can't do that, but so glad that you guys came, and I'm going to keep this message brief because I know there is temptations all around us. We have the food cooking. The kids walked in and saw what's prepared for them, so there is temptation. You have little kids sitting on laps antsy right now, and I'm going to join in on that. God says to have faith like a child. My goal this morning is to praise Jesus and show Jesus' love and get grass stains on my shorts. So that's what I'm going to try and do here today. But thank you for coming. I so look forward to seeing the joy on the kids' faces today because it brings me joy. And I think you would agree how joy is contagious. Happiness is contagious if you see it. You want what a happy person has. So we got to worship a little bit. We're going to continue worshiping with Zach Shelton, 64 to Grayson after this. But we do find it important here at the church to hear from God's word every Sunday morning and then try and live it out that week. So we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about that. I'm going to start with going back about 2,000 years ago when a man named Jesus came down here. And I don't have all the time in the world to talk about all that he did and all that he said. And even though it was 1,000 miles away from here, he was still here. Jesus came. And he came because we sinned. We messed up. We did stupid and immoral things and separated us from God. But God loved us so much, so he sent this sacrifice to come down for us to mend that relationship. And that was Jesus. And he was convicted and accused of a crime he didn't commit, but he went ahead and went along with it because he knew what he had to do. And so he died on a cross for our sins and lay in a tomb for 3 days, but after 3 days he rose again, conquering death. And he showed himself, as the Bible says, to some 500 of his closest followers over the course of 40 days during his resurrection time. And after those 40 days was up, he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the throne of God. And he told him, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That I'm going to come back a second time. And when I come back, that'll be the final rapture. All those that follow me, I will take with me. And all those that did not, I will leave. And they'll spend forever in hell with Satan. But right before he did that, right before he ascended, he told them something very important. And we want to talk about this morning real quick. He said this in Matthew 28:19. He gives them what's called the Great Commission. It's this great order, the last order that Jesus gave us. He said this, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So he tells his people to make more followers, multiply more followers, then baptize them, and then they make more followers. And that's exactly what they did. They did that generation after generation, year after year, until some 2,000 years later, thousands of miles away, we now have followers in Newark, Ohio, right? Followers of Jesus clear over here in Newark, Ohio. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So how are these guys so successful at making followers of Jesus? What did they do to get these people to want what they had? All right? First and foremost, power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave them his spirit as he ascended, said, go, this will be your guide. I will be your guide. This Holy Spirit will be what you need from me. But also, and what I want to emphasize this morning, is that right after he ascended, right, the guys saw him go up, and he told them, and the Bible says this in Luke 24:52, and they worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great what? With great joy. With great joy. These guys were joyful. And I mentioned how contagious joy is. When you see it, you want it. I guarantee when we unleash these kids to go and have fun today, you're going to see some kids dive right into these bounce houses and dive into these other things. I might beat them to it. But they'll go and do that. And I guarantee you also that there'll be kids that wait and watch, and I say guarantee because my kids are probably the ones that do this. They're much more timid. And they'll wait and they'll watch to see if these kids, what they're experiencing. Are they having fun? Are they fearful? Are they in pain? But when they see the smiling faces on those other kids, then they will what? They'll jump in. They'll want to participate in that. They'll want what some of those other kids have. right? And I think about the times in my life where what I do was directly related on what I saw others do. I wanted to experience marriage because I saw it from my parents. I saw the way that they treated each other. I saw the joy that they had with each other, the love they had for each other. I wanted to experience that. When I see parents with kids growing up, I saw the joy of the bond between a father and a son and a mother and a daughter, and I wanted to experience that. They don't tell you how crazy kids can be sometimes, but I still wanted to experience that, right? Because I saw other people, and I wanted what they had. And these followers of Jesus in the early times, guys like Peter and James and John and Stephen and Paul, they had some awesome news to share. The salvation of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that he did for those who believe in him to spend eternity in heaven with him forever, that impacted these men so much, they couldn't wait to tell others about it, right? It's like when you have the news, we all have good news to share sometimes. When you find out you're expecting a child, you can't wait to tell others about it. When you go and see a movie, and it's a good movie, you can't wait to tell others. And if you tell others, more than likely, they'll want to see it too. Or ladies, when you see a sale going on in a store, right? I would hope you just to tell others about it. Maybe you might just keep it for yourselves. But when you see that, you'll want to text your girlfriends or your mom or your siblings and let them know about that joy. The same thing when it comes to Jesus, because whatever you're excited about on the inside will influence people on the outside. Whatever you're excited about on the inside will influence people on the outside. When Jesus gave these earlier followers this command of spreading the news, right, about him, it says they worshiped him and they had great joy. And when we have great joy as Christians, our joy will point people to Jesus. Our joy will point them to Jesus as Christians. And I hope you see that today. If you're a guest here, I hope you see we're going to have fun. All right, sometimes Christians are stereotyped that they're boring. They don't have fun. We're going to have fun today. I can guarantee it. But I hope you realize that joy and happiness is coming directly from Jesus Christ with what we have in us. Mark Dillon, one of our deacons, is going to come and deliver a communion meditation. We're going to experience communion together, the Lord's Last Supper. It's something we do every week here at Licking Valley Church of Christ, something very important to us, something we feel is very biblical. Is whenever we gather together is to break bread and remember Jesus' sacrifice. But if being a follower of Jesus, if you're a guest here today, is something you've not really thought of or something you want to learn more about, please don't leave here today without seeing myself, two of the other elders, Michael Orr, Randy Boffman, anyone in a red shirt. It's our First Impressions ministry. If you just make your way over to the red tents over there, Jeff Hawkins, our outreach minister, we'll hear from him in the closing prayer. Please see someone. We would love to share with you the joy that we have in Jesus, and get you plugged in to our vision here at Licking Valley Church of Christ. And for those that have already begun that journey with Jesus, I'm going to challenge you this morning. I'll leave you this challenge, that just as those earlier followers heard this great commission, this great command, so have we heard it. If you hadn't heard it before, you've heard it now, right? You've heard this great command is to make more followers. We're going to have the opportunity to respond the same way they did. We're going to worship some more this morning through the service. We're going to worship as we eat and break bread. We're going to worship as we play games with the kids and then have fun. But then we're going to return to our homes. And I pray we return to our homes filled with great joy and live a life that will lead people directly to Jesus. Because that's evangelism. That's fulfilling the Great Commission. Amen.